Hey, it's Claire and James here. Before we get stuck into this week's episode, we just want to let you know that we're about to launch a first-of-its-kind tool that's going to help you identify where you might be holding yourself back from living your fullest potential at midlife.
We're naming it the Midlife Reset Audit. And what's incredibly exciting is that it'll offer you your personalized strategies that give you the most impactful wins, so you can quickly take back control of your body, mind, and life.
Now, we're just putting the finishing touches to it, making it the best it can possibly be. So if you'd like to be the first to take the audit, pop your name on the waiting list. Just go to themidlifementors.com/audit.
In this episode, we chat about why we don't change. Specifically, why, when we know that we need to change, do we continue to stay stuck where we are?
Very often, it's because the perceived pain of changing is greater than the pain of remaining the same. We dive into the psychology and hopefully offer you the courage and self-belief to take a step towards the person you deserve to be.
Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift a lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Midlife Mentors with me, James.
And me, Claire. How are you all?
How are you all? Today we're going to be talking about why don't we change and tapping into some of the psychological reasons.
I'm really excited about this one.
We fear change or don't embrace change and how to overcome that so you can move forward. So we'll be diving into that.
Really excited on this one. It's kind of been inspired by lots of podcasts and lots of books that I've been reading recently, and obviously personal experience, but I know James has been devouring lots of books as well. So we're kind of bringing the stuff that's come from those podcasts and those books together into this podcast about why, what is it when we know that we need to change, why don't we? So that's really exciting to dive into. But before we do, let's tell you what's happening next week. Ooh, so if you're listening to this in real time, you haven't missed the boat. You're very lucky you haven't missed the boat. We are running our amazing, awesome and free 4-day mini course next week. So it's starting on the 26th or 27th. Let me just double check.
It's the Monday, Claire.
It's the Monday. So it's the 26th or the 27th of... 27th, I was right. So 27th of March, we're running our 4-day mini course again. And this is all around how to optimize your hormones and hack your metabolism. This is a massive frustration for so many of our midlife clients. Our body's changing hugely. Our metabolism's changing hugely. We are going to give this information away to you for free for 4 days about what you can do, small strategies, what you can do to actually start balancing your hormones, working in line with your body, and actually kind of boosting that metabolism so you can feel better, look better, have less anxiety, have greater energy, sleep better. So all the stuff that comes with hormones and metabolism, all the icky stuff and frustrating stuff, we're going to be going through on that 4-day mini course. And we're going to be going live inside our Facebook group. That's my email going off. We're going to be live inside our Facebook group every morning at 7:30 a.m. UK time, where we're going to do like a little mini teach, and then there's loads of stuff that's going to be coming out to you, really informative stuff like workbooks coming out to you on email as well for you to take away and keep and make notes on. So you definitely want to register. If you are inside our Facebook group, you need to register as well, because you won't have access to all those other goodies otherwise.
So excited for this. We love running this training. We don't actually do it that often anymore. So Last time was September last year. So get in on it, because I'm not sure when we'll run it again.
Yeah. The link's in the show notes.
And it is fantastic. People go away with like, wow, so many eye-opening moments, and like... email us later going, wow, what you told me to do has really changed my life. So
yeah, loads and loads of people
excited to run that next week.
You know, we really, really are excited, because it is super life changing. The comments we've had, you know, people immediately lost weight, even just in 4 days. They managed their stress levels better. They were getting better sleep. They were choosing healthier food, eating more protein, all of this sort of stuff. So really excited to share that with you. And the link is in the show notes. So what else have we been up to? Not much else. Just been working, heads down.
We have been very heads down.
Very, very heads down.
Lots of exciting stuff in development.
Yes.
But nothing we can reveal yet.
Nothing that we can reveal next. Rest. So, okay, let's dive into why don't we change? So, as I said just a moment ago, this comes from listening to lots of podcasts, reading lots of books, and our own personal experience. But it's kind of a crazy thing, isn't it? When we know we need to change something, we know our life would be dramatically improved if we change something, and yet we just don't. We just stay inert. And we can use the example of perhaps someone that's got, you know, goodness me, like a lot of weight to lose, maybe like 40 pounds, 50 pounds, you know, some weight to lose. And it's really negatively impacting their life, really negatively impacting their life in so many different ways. And yet they don't do anything about it. They desperately want to, but they don't do anything about it. And it's this whole kind of phenomena around seeking pleasure over pain. But basically, what it comes down to really is that perceived pain of changing is still greater than the pain of remaining the same. So the fear of what might happen and what we might need to do in order to change is still greater than the pain of remaining the same.
That's really interesting. This ties in with some research from psychology, actually, that shows that people are more afraid of loss than they are of gaining. So they're more afraid, say, of losing 100 pounds than they would be of winning 100 pounds. It's that sense of loss. It's something that's pre-programmed into us, I think, from an evolutionary level. And this is why people say stuck. It's like, oh, but you know, I'm uncomfortable in my current situation. But if I try this thing, like, oh, it's going to take time. It might take money. It's going to be painful. They think about all the things that they could lose, in inverted commas, rather than focusing on what they could actually gain. Because that's how we're programmed to think.
Yeah.
Actually, we need to switch that around and be thinking, what can we gain from this? What's the upside to it?
And I think, you know, we all have our own threshold. And sometimes it takes, you know, we can all reach our own rock bottom for us in order for us to really think, okay, now I really need to change. And I know some people will resonate from that. You know, for me, it was definitely, you know, divorce. Some things that, and then me having my ectopic pregnancy. So my divorce and my ectopic pregnancies are moments in time I look back at, and I was unhappy in certain areas of my life and I wasn't changing them. But those experiences gave me a different perspective. It was kind of like trauma gave me a different perspective. But that's like a rock bottom that we shouldn't need to necessarily hit in order for us to start changing our lives. But I'm sure some of you listening to this resonate with that.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. We see it all the time, don't we? People go, and their situation's steadily deteriorating and they're feeling worse and worse and worse. But still, the fear of making a change is greater than the discomfort they're feeling where they are until they hit that crisis point. And you know, ideally, you know, we want to be aware of what's going on and start making the changes before we hit the crisis point. You know, if we're talking about from a health perspective, we don't want to wait till we have the heart attack from carrying too much weight around before we decide we're going to do something about it. You know, we want to get in there early intervention. And, you know, we should start viewing the kind of things that Claire and I offer, like the Midlife Method program, not as a cure for something, not something you apply once you're in a bad place, but actually a preventative thing. Like, this is a lifestyle to adapt to stop me getting to this place in the first place. And we could argue that's the kind of a problem with like a lot of Western medicine, right? It's treating the symptoms after they occur rather than actually educating people and giving them preventative measures they can take before they get to the point of getting the illness and symptoms occurring.
Yeah, it's exactly this. And I think this is why James and I are so passionate about what we do. And, you know, sometimes we do talk about the pain of staying where you are quite a lot. And when we speak to people on our consultation calls, when we go through our courses, even our free stuff, it's like, what is the pain of staying where you are right now, as opposed to what you could gain? And the reason I think sometimes we, I hate to say it, like we pick at that scab a little bit, is because you know, we want to bring that out into the open because it's already there. It's already, that pain is already existing within you. It's already limiting you. It's already holding you back. We're not doing it to be malicious or cause distress. We're just trying to shine a light on whether you feel uncomfortable enough to change. And if you are, we want to be there to give you that courage and self-belief to take a step towards the person that you deserve to be. And that's why we do what we do. It's to, absolutely, as James says, to be preventative, but to help people realise what's really possible and what the opportunities are, rather than that feeling of loss. But just talking about, you know, people having a different threshold, and actually that trauma being a trigger to take control and get perspective. But it could be, again, we've seen this, it could be something as small as that person, like the final straw is seeing that photo of yourself at Christmas, mm-hmm. and thinking, oh, it could be small like that. It could be like, oh my goodness, I don't even recognise the person that I am now. Or it could be opening up your wardrobe and just seeing all of those amazing clothes that you bought that you now can't get into, that have been sitting there for 2, 3 or 4 years.
I always want to throw something in there because we're actually working with a lovely lady at the moment, and she's about 5 weeks through the programme, and she's told us, very happy. She, some time ago, threw out all of her beautiful clothes that she can no longer fit into. And she's now like, I'm having to buy all new clothes. I'm having to buy a new wardrobe because I'm back. I said, I'm so gutted that I threw them all out because I'm back in that size again, which is just lovely. And I we always love that. Those stories like that were so rewarding.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
But I say as well, like, her mindset has completely changed. It's not just about how she looks, but how she's feeling. Like, her, you know, she's so positive now. And she's like, oh, I actually love them, having to go out and buy new outfits. And I feel so energized and confident now. And such more of a positive place. So yeah.
And I think some of the things that we hear as well is, and we're saying these things because they might resonate with you, but again, when we're carrying an unhealthy level of weight, you know, it might be being told by the doctor that you are not going to see your grandchildren, not at least see your grandchildren grow up. You're not even going to get to meet your grandchildren. I mean, that can be a really... You know, that health scare, like James mentioned earlier, it could be the health scare or just being told something like that to really trigger that rock bottom, that moment where you're like, oh my goodness, you know, I'm so uncomfortable with what I've just been told, and I'm so uncomfortable with the problem that I'm finally ready to experience the pain of change, because change is going to be painful. Let's be honest. Like, that's what's holding you back in the first place. Like we've said, it's the, oh my goodness, I'm... That pain of having to change is so overwhelming, I'd just rather stay here. But it's when it becomes so uncomfortable with that problem that we're ready and willing to experience the pain of change to get the real long-term pleasure. The real long-term pleasure, which is being able to look in the mirror after years of avoiding them. Buying that first outfit 2 sizes smaller, like our client just has. Maybe walking into a social situation and not wanting to hide away, or feeling confident enough to date again. So it's all these things that become kind of laser focused once you become super, super uncomfortable. And you're like, you know what? I know it's going to be painful to change, but I'm willing to do that because I'm willing to go after the long-term pleasure I'm going to get rather than just staying stuck here. So I think, yeah... That's what I kind of wanted to really jump on and talk about, really.
Yeah, I just wanted to add something here about the role of expectation, because our expectation is largely from our beliefs and also our environment. So it may be that if you're listening to this, you've been or are in an environment that, you know, that isn't supportive for where you want to go. So your expectation is like this, or maybe this is something I don't think I could succeed at, because I look around the people around me, my family or my friends, and I don't see that they've achieved it. So I don't think it's something that's possible for me, but I want to share something with you, right? There's lots of research on this. When you reset your expectations to believe that you can do it, you're much more likely to succeed. So what I want to say to you, if you're listening to this and you are in that environment, then number one, get yourself in a more supportive environment, people that are aligned with your goals, like our free community. Number two, I just want you to know that it is possible for you, because... We've seen it. We've seen so many people transform through our program. We've worked with like hundreds and hundreds of clients. We know it is possible. And if you need to hear this, I want you to hear it. You can borrow our belief in you to get you started. So just reframe it. Your expectation is everything. Expectation that you can do this makes it much more likely that you will succeed at it.
Yeah, it's really important, your environment, because again, lots of people, I think we've done a podcast on this about your, there's certain people that are going to be in your life that won't want you to change because it shines a light. Well, firstly, they're used to themselves in line with who you are right now. So they think if that person changes, I've then got to change, or the relationship will change, and how I see that person and how I see myself has got to change. But, you know, it also shines a light on all the things that they might necessarily want to change. They might want to change those things. They might want to be doing what you're doing, but just not have the courage or self-belief to do it either. So sometimes, sadly, even the closest people around us are not necessarily the people that are going to help be supportive to get to our goals. And it's really, really important to be in part of a container, a community of those people that believe in you. And like James said, you just borrow belief from those people until it starts to increase yourself. You know, and I kind of wanted to just give a little nugget of what happened to me as well with my changing career. You know, there were so many times where I hated what I was doing in PR. I just want to relate this to something that I experienced. And the pain was of when the pain actually got so great that I had to change. You know, I was in PR for such a long time. I really, really hated it. But there was one situation, there was one of those moments where it was like divine intervention. And so it wasn't rock bottom, but it was like, oh my goodness, what am I doing with my life? You know, I cannot keep doing this. I cannot keep going from job to job to job, hoping that that PR job would be different from this PR job. My life is too short to be doing this. And actually, the pain of staying, actually going for what I really wanted to do, which was to move into the health industry, become a PT, start learning about nutrition. The pain and the embarrassment of actually changing my career was less, actually, in the end, of the pain of staying the same and staying stuck where I was. So in the end, I was like, you know what? I know it's going to be humiliating. I know I'm not going to be able to really properly afford my mortgage. I know that people are going to think, Claire, what are you doing with yourself? You're dumping a good career to go and wipe sweat off of gym equipment and work all the hours God sends. But actually, I just wanted to give that an example that the pain was so bad. Looking ahead, what if my life stays like this and I'm just stuck in PR in a job I hate for the next, you know, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, that became so painful. The reality of that I had to act. I had to change something. And I had to do something that was really embarrassing to me at the time. Really not what I wanted to do on every level, but I just went for it anyway. And I just wanted to share that experience because sometimes you can listen to these podcasts and you can listen to people's chatting away. But sometimes we learn by stories, don't we? And we connect through story. And so I just wanted to share that one with you. And obviously, look at where I am now. If I hadn't have thrown myself into the pain of change, I would never be experiencing the beautiful life I now have. The long-term results, the real long-term pleasure is now revealing itself to me with the man that I love.
That's very beautiful.
Oh, thank you. So that's, I think, was our little ramble.
It was. So there we are, you know, set your expectations for what you want to succeed and don't be afraid to embrace that change and don't wait until it gets so bad that you're actually forced into making the change. Mm. Be preemptive, be proactive.
Yeah, like how, I would just pose this question to you right now, like how uncomfortable does this need to get for you? How uncomfortable does this need to get before you decide to change? So there we are. That is it. That's yes. A wrap.
That's a wrap. Sending you so much love. So the details for the 4-day challenge will be in the show notes. We've got some very exciting guests coming up in the next few episodes.
Oh, on the podcast.
Yeah, in the podcast.
Yeah. Really exciting.
Please like, share, and give us great reviews. And we will speak to you all soon.
Sending love. Bye. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you. So drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. And just before you go, we wanted to remind you that the waitlist for the Midlife Reset Audit is now open.
You can be the first to take this revolutionary new tool to helping you live your healthiest, happiest midlife by signing up at themidlifementors.com/audit.